Welcome to my show. This is BNB, Better Not Bitter. Again, thank you for supporting my show, and this is your friend Edu, E for English, D for David, U for Universe, and that is how I always spell my name. I don't know, but something in there is waking the best thing in me. Well, anyway, how are you in this coldest month of the year? If you're here in the Philippines or if you're abroad, I think you might agree that this is going to be the coldest month of the year. If you're going to ask me, well, I am doing fine. Definitely trying to balance everything, work, family, and yeah. I don't know about fling, but yeah. I hope you two guys are doing well, and I pray that somehow with what I am doing, I am expressing things that may help you out. Those words that I utter, I am hoping that somehow you get enlightened or you get the idea on how to face your current situation. May it be trouble, or may it be deep trouble, or not just about bad things, but maybe good things as well. If you're experiencing something good that is related to what I am sharing here in my show, then maybe it's a good thing for both of us if you experience good thing right now in your current situation. But yeah, it's been almost a month for my last podcast, last episode for this podcast. I remember it was December 11, and now it's almost January 11. I was about to sleep, but then I was reminded to do this episode. And although I've been thinking a lot about this, it's not just you jump into this and talk about anything you want, but definitely you have to prepare as well. But I've been thinking about how to start this year 2021 right. Well, to be true, in this world of uncertainty, we can never tell. But yeah, that's gonna be the thing that we're going to talk about for this episode. How to start this January right. Can we or can we not? Let's see. Before we start, I would also like to I feel like I just have to mention this in all my episodes because I don't want to be that Mr. Know-it-all some type of guy. Well, to be true, I am also a mid-20s guy who is trying to conquer everything that comes along my way. I've been through ups and downs, I've won and I've lost, and yeah, there's a lot of things that I can definitely share to you guys. So here it is, I feel like it's a disclaimer. Yeah, I am not a graduate of any psychological courses or any related field, but one thing that may qualify me for voicing my ideas over the internet would be my experiences. So yeah, there it is, guys. I just want you to know that I am not professional in doing these things, but somehow I am hoping that day by day, every time that I try to ponder myself being here in my show, I am hoping that I could grow so that I could be that someone who is good enough to help you over this program or over this show. So yeah. Did you have or do you have any idea on how are you going to start this January, this 2021? The challenge is we're going to start it right, but do you know how to start it right? Well, let me tell you this. The only way to begin is to start. You can reciprocate that. The only way to start is to begin. You have to start your January without any overthinking. You don't have to overthink, you don't have to overreact on how to go through this year. Well, funny enough, because 2021 seems like it's telling us that 2021, like, I don't know if it really won over us, over humanity, but I guess if you are that kind of person who is resilient, like, when you've gone through a specific challenge and then when you try to overcome that and then you try your best as much as you can, that kind of experience won't have to happen to you again, then you are indeed a resilient person. So if you are that kind of a person, you wouldn't consider that the year 2020 has won over humanity. Because as for me, I have learned a lot about 2020. Well, mga kabeter, it is true na sinasabi nilang huwag na raw nating pag-usapan ang mga nangyari sa taong 2020. But how are we going to spread the good news? How are we going to celebrate the things that we have done in 2020? I bet not all people have this kind of experience, especially those yung mga nasa late generation na. Wala silang ganung experience na masyadong malala na pwede nilang ipangtapat doon sa mga nangyari, like World War 1 and then yung Part 2 pa noon, yung World War 2. Pero dahil nagkaroon tayo ng ganitong pandemya, meron tayong mga bagay na natutunan na maari nating ipantapat sa mga natutunan nung mga nakaranas ng World War 1 and then World War 2. I am not saying that this is a good thing that it has happened to us. Of course, it is true that it is disappointing. But if you are a positive person, you would also say that this is the pandemic is also a chance for you to grow, to overcome, to realize, and to know more about yourself. Imagine last May 2020 up until July, masyadong mahigpit ang mga nangyaring quarantine, GCQ, MGCQ. Pero nandun na yung part na natututo tayo sa maraming bagay. So my point here is that hindi natin kailangang sabihin na hindi natin kailangang pag-usapan ang mga nangyari sa taong 2020. Yes, kung ito ay sugat, if it would have been like a wound, then we definitely don't want to talk about the pain. But what about the glory? What about those glorious things when we have time to spend it with our family, when we have time to spend it with ourselves? Then sayang yung mga pagkakataon na yun eh kung hindi natin ibabahagi sa iba. As for myself as well, I have realized nung last year that masyado na ako naging busy sa trabaho. Like, hindi na ako masyado nakakapagbigay ng panahon sa mga magulang ko. I tend to forget that they are passing away. My dad is already 65. My mother is already on her 59th year. And that, admittedly, these kinds of, I mean, yung mga ganitong uri ng edad ay talagang patapos na. Parating na sila sa finish line. Not that I'd want them to die sooner, but that's the reality. Pero dahil sa trabaho, nagiging busy na ako at hindi ko na sila napapansin. Thankful ako sa nangyaring pandemya dahil it gave me the time I need, the pacing I need to spend my life with them, to be here at home, and then to learn a lot about yung mga ginagawa nila na nakikita ko bilang mag-asawa in the later part of marriage. Like, you know, yung mga pag mga matatanda na, iba na yung takbo ng marriage dyan eh. Like, lagi na lang pinag-aawan yung mga maliliit na bagay, mga ganun. Yeah, stuff for marriage, something like that. But I've learned a lot from them. So, ayun. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na hindi natin babalikan ang 2020, lalo na't yung mga mabubuting bagay. So, for me, to start this January 2021, is to gather all those things that you have learned from 2020. Huwag kayong maniniwala dun sa mga meme. Do not believe on what they say. Do not follow what they said or what they share on Facebook, because hindi naman talaga yun ang gagabay sa buhay mo. Ang tunay na gagabay sa buhay mo ay ang Diyos na buhay. Remember what He has said. Apart from me, you are nothing. Kung wala ang Diyos, wala ka rin magagawa. Nasa John 15 yan siya. And I bet, part doon sa sinasabi na yun is that yung experiences din na binibigay sa atin ni Lord para madala natin sa next level ng battle natin. 2020 has taught me a lot, and it has given me a lot of skills and an understanding so that I can face the year 2021. So that's our point number one. Gather all the resources, the learning that you have from 2020. I-prepare mo yon, because magagamit mo yon for the year 2021. Sayang naman eh, kung hindi tayo maging resilient, natutunan na natin tapos papakawalan lang natin. Yes, again, we don't have to talk about those painful things, but what about those glorious things? Kailangan natin tong ibahagi, kailangan natin i-remind ang sarili natin. Pangalawa, to start this January, right, we have to set our focus. Yeah, ang arte ng pagkasabi ng focus na, well, I remember when I was a kid, dito sa, I mean, rural, meron kasing tinatawag na trade fair, and then mabibili mo doon dati nung bata pa kami. Marami kang mabibiling laruan, kasama na doon ang mga magnifying glass, and it worth around 10 pesos only, kasi nga laruan lang naman eh. But even though it's just a toy, it still has its generic function. Alam mo yun, yung magagamit pa rin, you can see those ants na naglalakad doon sa kwan, na gumagapang-gapang doon sa mga dahon. Lumalaki talaga yung mga maliliit na bagay gamit yung laruan na magnifying glass. But then, yung magnifying glass, kapag itatapat mo siya doon sa araw and then doon sa papel, yung kanyang reflection, pag ibinabal mo ng matagal doon sa papel, eventually, aapo yung papel. So my point here is that kapag meron tayong focus sa buhay natin, we can definitely burn whatever is trying to hinder us towards our goal. Kasi without focus, for me, if we're not going to start this year with a focus, then might as well mauulit na naman yung nangyari ng 2018, 2019, and 2020. For me, admittedly, I didn't have any focus in that year. But for this year, for 2021, if you wanna hear my focus for this one, is for self-betterment, especially on decision-making. Yes. It is a fact that on our age, sa mga nakikinig na mga kaedad ko lang, 20 to 30 years old, this span of our life, hindi naman siya ganun talaga ka-challenging eh, but this is just about our perception. Dahil sa perception natin, kaya nagiging mukhang mahirap ang buhay natin. Nakikinig tayo sa sinasabi ng iba, kinukonsider natin yung masasabi ng iba, iniisip natin yung masasabi ng iba. We always think about what others may think, may say, or may consider about us, but we never try to consider ourselves. Which is, that is the most important person here in this kind of battle. Sa laban natin sa buhay, the most important person is you. Ako na nagsasalita at ikaw na nakikinig. Yourself, your life, your rule. Ganun dapat yun eh. But since this is part of negative Filipino mindsets or Filipino practices, kaya, well, we cannot blame them because it has been passed on by generation. Pasa-pasa na yun. Pero ngayon, dahil nakikinig ka, correct yourself. Labanan mo. Huwag kang makikinig sa kanila. Huwag mong i-consider ang maiisip nila. Focus. Focus. And have your own decision. Yeah. And I am hoping as well na kung hindi man focus focus ng sharp decision making ang ipaplano nyo for this 2021, I hope yung ifo-focus ninyo na i-improve sa sarili ninyo is something that is worth it para sa inyo. Wag naman sanang mag-focus kayo na bibilihin ko yung mga luho, mga ganun. Well, it's not bad to buy those things, yung mga wants natin, because sino ba naman ang nagtatrabaho doon? Ikaw din naman ang gagastos sa pera mo. Wala pong nakikialam, but friendly advice is that if you wanted to be an effective person, yung focus mo, ilaan mo na lang doon sa mga bagay na magko-construct ng mga magagandang bagay sa buhay mo. I-focus mo yung attention mo doon sa mga bagay na magbi-build sa'yo, hindi doon sa mga bagay na makakasira sa'yo. So that is second. Have a focus in this 2021 year. Start pa lang this month, January, i-practice mo na. You have to always remind yourself that, hey, I have to focus on something. Malapit na tayo matapos, guys, because I only have 5 points for today. And yeah, mahaba-haba na pala ang ating napag-uusapan. It's almost 16 minutes. Yeah, 16 minutes already, I'm sorry. Ang pangatlong kailangan natin gawin for this January 2021 to start it right is acknowledge your mistakes, acknowledge who you are, acknowledge what you can do, acknowledge what you can do, because success comes from cans, not from cannots. So yeah, ang acknowledgement is masyadong underrated. Hindi natin siya masyadong napapahalagahan. But you, while you listen on this podcast, have you ever acknowledged yourself of doing the effort? Hindi ka naman makikinig dito sa podcast ko kung wala kang balak na i-improve. Because first and foremost, my podcast is all about making you realize that you are more than what you think you are. Or ang podcast ko kasi is para doon sa mga taong nawala na ng tiwala or nag-aalala or nagdududa sa sarili nila. Kaya nga ang title ng podcast na to is all about betterness. It's not about bitterness. And this is why the title is Better, Not Bitter. Because I want you guys, I want my listeners to have this kind of reflection about their life, to improve their lives, and to collect ideas, positive ideas that may help them improve themselves or better themselves. Something like that. Yeah, can you answer the question? Have you ever acknowledged yourself for the effort that you're doing right now? If not yet, then try to acknowledge yourself. Follow after me, self. Thank you for doing efforts to improve myself. Yourself. Okay, that's it. You have just tried to acknowledge yourself. It might sound crazy, but we have to talk to ourselves. We have to feel like ourself is another identity that we have to let it feel that he is special, she is special. Yourself is special. Don't deprive yourself of acknowledgement. I-acknowledge mo naman yung mga nagagawa mo. Because when you start the year acknowledging the power inside you, the things that you can do, the things that you have the capabilities of doing, the things that you have control over with, the things when you are awake, those things that you don't have power over with. Kasi ang problema is that we do not acknowledge our strengths and weaknesses sometimes. Lagi lang kasi tayong naka-focus dun sa isa. We always tend to give our focus on strength. But what about our weaknesses? We have to consider them. We have to acknowledge them. That makes us human. If you are just more on strength, what are you? Superman? Wonder Woman? Batman? wow, sana all. Diba? That's not gonna be a human person. But if you are this kind of a person, a lady or a man who has both strength and weaknesses, then you are a human, a perfect epitome of a human, a perfect example. Wala naman talagang all candies and rainbows, all rock and road. I mean, rock and road na daanan. It's always an alternate. Palitan yan eh. After the rain, the rainbow would come. Pagkatapos ng saya, may lungkot na kapalit. So that's it. Acknowledge yourself. Acknowledge all things about yourself. If you are weak, if you are pokmaru, just acknowledge it. There is power in admitting or acknowledging yourself. Do not forget to acknowledge yourself, because you are more than what you think you are. Make yourself special, so that in everything that you do, meron kang inspiration, you have the determination to complete or to achieve the goal. Alright, number 4. So our number 4 would be, it's going to be about reaction. To start this year properly, you have to take care of your reaction. I was teaching social science, and in 24/7, every day, we are bombarded with information. And it's undeniably true that when you overthink, it affects your performance in life. When we wake up in the morning, what is it that you're trying to check? Is it your mental health, or you're going to grab your phone and check your Facebook account? It depends on you. One will help you have a successful life, and one will lead you to a bitter life, and that's opening up your social media accounts. I cannot tell that it's something bad for you, like you don't really have to do it. You have to socialize sometimes in physical and in social media accounts, but not too much, because if you're doing it a lot, it would trigger you to react, and that's what I'm trying to relay in this part. Do not overreact, or react only when it is needed. Do not react when it is not needed. What if a specific news came out of the television and it tells of a grievous event? It's normal that you would feel sad, but do not engage, do not overreact if it does not include you or if it does not directly affect you. There are a lot of people assigned to react on that. If there has been killing or terrible that happens that requires the police forces to react on it, let them react. Don't react, because you are not required to react. You're just making it miserable for yourself. I remember when I was in college, we were taught about reactive action. I mean, reactive response. Example, if something bad happens to your friends, and then you have foreseen that already, but you did not try to mention something or to remind him or her, then that is passive reaction. But when you have active reaction, this is about trying to prevent the situation. Like, hey, don't do that, because I know it's going to be bad for you, and then the result is something that we don't want to happen. So like most of the things, there are positive and negative things in reaction. Passive is just, you know, you react when it's too late. Active reaction is that you react before it happens, or you prepare the scenario before it happens. So yeah, that's it for this January. Think of your reaction. Do not overreact. choose when to apply passive reaction, choose when to apply active reaction, because it's going to build your life. Instead of scanning on your social media accounts and being so drained all the time, because it requires you to, it triggers you to react a lot, then don't do it anymore. You know what's good for you, and I am telling you that social media accounts is really triggering you a lot, and it's not good. Alright, so lastly, they say that it's good to end the year with a bang. But right now in this episode, guys, before this episode of mine will end, I would like to tell you that you have to start this year with a bang. Oh yeah. Well, if you're someone who has an inquisitive mind or like a broad mind, what I'm trying to say about starting year with a bang is that you have to make bold decisions. You have to be someone who is not used to be. For you to be able to start the year with a bang, you have to make a big change for yourself. How do we do a big change in ourselves? Perception. Oh yeah. I always love the word perception. And until now, rather, I'm sorry, until now, I still love that word perception. Perception is about shaping the world out of your vision. From the word perceive, how do you see? Deceive. How do you see the world when everything is in chaos? How do you see the world when everything is perfect? Are you that kind of a person that would see the tiniest detail of a specific season? Yes or no, it depends upon you. But the challenge is, you have to start this year with a bang. You have to change your perception. There's a lot of things that we can do to start this year with a bang. I can suggest you change your perception. Secondly, change your group of friends, because if you are in a toxic situation because of your group of friends, I am so sorry, my friend. I condole with you, because right now I do not experience that. I feel like I'm having a great time with my friends, and then they are just someone whom I can talk to with my personal issues, and it's very satisfying. I'm thanking God about them for their presence, because I feel complete because I have friends. Who wouldn't want a good circle of friends? I think all of us would like to have friends, even introvert person. Introvert people, they would still wish to have a group of friends. Those friends that do not try to hurt them, but try to build them, try to believe in them, something like that. If you have this kind of situation that you don't have good friends, they are intoxicating you, then definitely, to start this year with a bang, you have to change your group of friends. How do we do that? Be bold, people. If you have to leave, then leave. If you have to say goodbye to them, then say goodbye. Hey, friends, it doesn't mean that I don't want you anymore, but I just would really have to stay aloof for a while, maybe observe myself. Is there something that I can fix with myself? Is there something that I can teach with myself to be a better person or something like that? Just be honest. Do not try to sugarcoat. Do not try to tell made up stories. Just be honest. Honesty is the best policy. If you want to start this year with a bang, be honest with your goal, with your purpose. If your friends are not helping you to have a sound mind, then change your group. Pray to God that He'll give you a good group, good friends, and it will happen. It may take long, but it says, though it lingers, wait for it, for it will certainly come. That's Habakkuk 2 verse 3. So yeah, there's a lot of things that we can do to start this year with a bang, aside from changing perception, changing your group of friends, maybe we could add skills to yourself. Right now, I'm thinking of adding a skill to myself. May it be coding, understanding coding language, or maybe starting my driving lesson, because I'm thinking that in my next job, the one that I've been wanting to, the one that I've been praying to, driving is required. So I think it's maybe time for me to talk about learning to drive. Well, yeah, I'll start a year with a bang. Definitely a big change. A big bang and a big change. That's only three scenarios for starting this year with a bang, but there's a lot of things. If you haven't forgave a person for a long, long time, then you can start this year with a bang. Decide to forgive that person. That is something big that could trigger a lot of good things for this year. Right? If you haven't talked to a friend for a long time, then initiate a conversation. You can say maybe, you know, hi, are you okay? Or start by waving on Messenger. There's a lot of things on how to start this year with a bang. Or maybe if you are the someone who never tried to prepare a meal, or you know, a meal for the family, never tried to cook breakfast or lunch or dinner for the family, then it's time for you to step up the game, level up the game. It wouldn't be hard. There's a lot of tutorial at YouTube, so yeah, I bet you're going to be a great chef. So yeah, maybe it's a lot now. It's already 31 minutes and I told you a lot of things. Thank you so much for joining me on this show, and God bless you for listening on my show. I hope that somehow I have mentioned great things that may help you realize a lot of things about your life. I am hoping that God will bless you and that He will give you a great experience for this 2021. Do not forget that in life we always have uncertainties. But as I have been reminded last Monday, that over those uncertainties, one thing is we can hold on to. One certain thing wherein we can cling to, and that is the truth and the love of God for us is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. Nothing can change that, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. Thank you, and may you start this year with a bang. Bye bye everyone. You have a great day.